Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. A fellowship fundraiser this weekend benefits the North and Central Louisiana Interfaith. Joining me to share about the event are Eva Diane Wilson and Kim Golden. Ladies, welcome to Lagniappe.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you, Bob. Good to be here.
Glad that you are here. And Eva, well, give us, Kim, let's start with you. Give us a rundown about what's coming up this Saturday, a pancake fundraiser. So
it's a fundraiser and an opportunity to fellowship with folks from throughout our community from different churches, and it supports the Northern and Central Louisiana Interfaith. It's at Applebee's. It starts at 8 and runs till 10.
It is a ticketed event, and of course, it's all-you-can-eat pancakes, so nice fare to get your weekend morning started.
Oh, yeah. I've been looking forward to it. I'm so hungry for those pancakes, coffee, and juice as well.
We mentioned it's a fellowship fundraiser. Why so? Why being dubbed that name?
Well, it's an opportunity for our member institutions to folks from them to come together and see each other in an informal setting. And then also people who are interested in knowing more about interfaith to come and meet folks and see if it's right for their institutions. Because we do organize intentionally across barriers of race, geography, religion, political party, to be intentional about that.
Well, Eva, how was the interfaith group created? What went into bringing this group together?
Well, we had an opportunity to begin our organizing over 15 years ago in the community. The Industrial Areas Foundation, which was established by Saul Alinsky over 50 years ago, had several organizations in the Southeast region. The only one, however, at that time was in New Orleans, and the New Orleans organizer, Perry Perkins, came to Monroe and started to have some individual meetings with people in the community to find out if they were interested in organizing across lines that divide. After about 200 individual meetings, a group of us were convened. It was called Interfaith because there many of us were affiliated with religious organizations or some organization that actually had a specific interest in making our community better. Since that time, we've, of course, addressed issues in the community around schools. We've done quite a bit of organizing in the arena of other political interests. Jobs and education have been our major areas.
That's one thing. Y'all have worked with NOVA, a workforce intermediary. Tell me about that relationship.
Lots of people ask us, first of all, what is an intermediary? So, if you were a teacher, you wouldn't ask that question because that's something that, you know, you'd probably do your little slab occasions and all of that kind of thing. But the basis of our intermediary, a jobs intermediary, is to identify the skills needed by employers for jobs that are not being filled. Talking with local institutions to see if, in fact, they are preparing people for those jobs. And then saying to them, if you're not, this is what you ought to be doing. Then going to people in our institutions and saying to them, if you're looking for a living wage job with benefits as well as a career ladder, come to NOVA and we will help you develop the soft skills you need, try to get you in touch with the training institution so that when you are prepared, the employer can say, let me call NOVA because they're going to have what I need when I need it.
It seems like an interesting combination. Kim, when we talk about, you know, interfaith, when we hear that, most people would kind of tend to think, you know, faith-based programs that you'd be involved in. But something like this, it kind of scratches that norm.
It does, because, again, we're intentional about crossing barriers and bringing people together who would not otherwise come together. And we do tend to be faith-based because people of faith believe in things not seen and are visionaries and can see the possibilities. And so we organize around that. It's non-denominational. It's not doctrinal. We respect all forms of worship and all visions of a supreme being or God. And so it's not about proselytizing or anything like that.
What are some of the projects that are coming up, current projects going on with the group right now?
Well, one of the reasons the fundraiser is so important to support the organization right now is that we do have a rich political timeline coming up. Elections in both 2014 and then statewide in 2015. So our most recent, we've worked with Southside Group, who was concerned about the closing of Conway. And so we've worked at the state level to get some transparency to that. We're actually looking now at a higher education agenda, again, to address what's going on with higher education in this next coming legislative session. In the past, we've worked around education, again, meeting with school board members. The tax is coming up for renewal, so we're looking toward an accountability session in this fall. And so, Eva, have I missed something?
One of the other things, most significantly, is that we are political but nonpartisan. And that is really significant to us because we want to make sure that we are talking about the issues. Our members talk about the things that make a difference to us, and then we communicate with the elected officials or the candidates around those things and say, are you willing to work with us on these issues rather than asking, having them, you know, come to us and only ask for a vote?
Well, the group encourages diversity. Why the aspect of diversity? Why is that important to you, Eva?
Lines that divide are so significant, and as long as there's a division, there's very little opportunity to get things done. And I think that's why we are so successful.
Well, Kim, there is an admission fee required for the Pancake Fundraiser. How can you find out more about attending coming up on Saturday or more about the Interfaith Group?
Well, come on Saturday to find out more about Interfaith, but we also have two ladies that you can call to get tickets or more information about the fundraiser. Miss Cindy Smith, 372-4824, and Miss Marie Brown, 381-0028. Again, Cindy Smith, 372-4824, or Marie Brown, 381-0028.
That's food, fun, and fellowship.
And it is ticketed. We appreciate anybody, but you can also pay at the door.
Kim, Eva, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.